an all-star break on the horizon. But there's one boy of summer who's not seeing any action this year. Alex Rodriguez is serving a long suspension for using illegal performance-enhancing drugs, or PEDs. Last year, an expose in the Miami New Times newspaper revealed how A-Rod had been getting his PEDs from a Florida clinic called Biogenesis, run by a guy named Tony Bosch. But the story behind that story actually starts in Central America, in Belize. Reporter Tin Elfrink wrote that original expose. Now he's got a book out, co-written with Gus Garcia Roberts, called Bloodsport: Alex Rodriguez, Biogenesis, and the Quest to End Baseball's Steroid Era.
Well, it's a pretty fascinating backstory. Tony Bosch was a guy who came from a family with a number of prominent doctors, a Cuban-American family in Miami. But he never quite had the grades or the willpower to get into a U.S. Medical school. So back in 2007, he found his way into a place in Belize, just outside Belize City, called the Central American Health Sciences University. This school is particularly interesting because before Tony went there, probably its two most famous alumni were a man named Robert Goldman and his partner, Ronald Klatz, who are notable as the two men who helped found the American Association of Anti-Aging Medicine, or A4M, which became the foundation for this recently booming anti-aging industry in the United States. Tony Bosch saw this, number one, as a potentially lucrative business opportunity, but number two, as a guy who had always been interested in performance-enhancing drugs for athletics, as a very convenient way to get a foothold into an industry where you could have easy access to these kind of drugs. And this small, tiny school that's sort of located in a cleared-out jungle field about 15 minutes outside Belize City was the very unlikely starting point for that dream.
And Gus, did you get the sense that Tony Bosch went to Belize with a kind of longer-term plan in mind that just could not be kind of conceived in the United States?
Yeah, Bosch was, as Tim said, Bosch was a medical school dropout. He was a guy who just sort of lacked the drive to do this the right way, to become a doctor like other members of his family. I think that in Florida, the anti-aging industry is seen as a get-rich scheme by its operators. You'll see these clinics pop up all over the state. It's this kind of wild industry, and I think Bosch there, that could be his niche.
So after the stint at the Central American Health Sciences University in Belize, Bosch eventually returns to Florida, sets up this health clinic, Biogenesis, grew his client list, which did include pro ball players. He's kind of living his dream, but then his clinic shuts its doors, partly due to this expose that you wrote, Tim, last year. If I get this right, Major League Baseball sent in a covert police task force after your story broke?
That's right. To me, this is one of the most fascinating untold stories of this whole saga. It's a task force that's completely unique in professional sports in the United States called the Department of Investigations. This particular department was born after the famous report that Senator George Mitchell put together in 2007 after the last major steroid scandal, the Balco scandal. Hmm. And his first recommendation to baseball was, you know, before getting to testing or any other reforms, was to create a essentially internal police force that could go out and investigate new steroid scandals. And Commissioner Bud Selig enthusiastically took up that recommendation, created this department, gave it millions of dollars in funding. They hired dozens of staffers, primarily former New York police officers. What happened that was so interesting is, you know, they sort of spent a number of years foundering for a mission because they had such an open-ended directive basically to protect baseball, to do whatever it took to keep the game clean and legitimate. And a lot of that involved overseas work. First was a major thorn in the side for owners were prospects coming out of the Caribbean, particularly the Dominican Republic, who were lying about their age and pretending to be younger than they were.
So how did these police get involved in a place like the DR?
Well, almost any time a top prospect would be up for millions of dollars in signing bonuses, they would launch investigations, you know, visit their hometown, talk to friends and family, scour for birth certificates, and eventually even do DNA testing. Wow. All to prove that the prospect was the same age he said he was. You know, this obviously wasn't the kind of mission that Senator Mitchell had in mind when he recommended creating this force, but that's sort of the direction that baseball ended up pointing them.
So go ahead, Gus.
I was just going to expand on how they came into the biogenesis thing. I mean, the Department of Investigations is known for throwing around baseball's money in order to get what it wants. And when it came down to Florida, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars buying records, some of which were stolen, known to be stolen, in order to gain evidence against Alex Rodriguez.
You're talking about medical records.
Yes, they took medical records from the that used to belong to the biogenesis clinic that had names of clients, including Alex Rodriguez. So in a way, they took these tactics that they sort of honed in Latin America. They took them to the United States of America in Miami.
You know, Gus, one thread that runs through your book is that many major leaguers who dope either come from Latin America or have Latin American backgrounds. Does that suggest an especially intense push to succeed for these kids to the point that PEDs are just one of the tools to getting there?
Well, I think that there is a truth to that. I mean, one of the kids that we first reported that he was a biogenesis client, at the time that he first went to biogenesis, he was 15 years old. His name is Ricardo Cespedes, and he signed a contract for $725,000 on his 15th birthday with the New York Mets.
Wow.
And $725,000 to a kid who grew up in the Dominican Republic is a life-changing sum.
Yeah, I bet.
Tim here, and I just would add to that as well. You know, I think baseball freely admits that this problem is particularly difficult to address in the Dominican Republic and other Caribbean nations where, you know, drugs like steroids are so easy to obtain over the counter in a lot of cases. You know, one reason they say they sent so many investigators to the Dominican wasn't just for these, you know, age investigations, but because they believed that the same people who were faking ages and basically perpetuating these scams were also pressuring all these prospects to start doping at a very early age. Because again, it is a hugely life-changing sum of money that's on the table if they manage to stand out from the crowd.
If you've got actors like Tony Bosch going to places like Belize that, you know, are beyond U.S. borders, do you think Major League Baseball, especially since it turned a blind eye to doping for years, can it ever really stop doping?
I would say that the doping issue is not going to go away for Major League Baseball, even with its, you know, new, renewed and more aggressive efforts. You know, players that were suspended after biogenesis got huge contracts. Johnny Peralta signed a $50 million contract after his ban from biogenesis. Brian Braun Wow. signed a $100 million plus contract the year that he tested positive for PEDs. So there's this extremely large incentive for these players to dope. Even if they're caught, the incentive still exists. You have this perfect storm where you have these affluent athletes and you have guys like Anthony Bosch who are on the cutting edge as far as evading the steroids police of various sports, and the athletes that are willing to pay them and are willing to do whatever they can to get an edge.
Tim Elfrink and Gus Garcia Roberts, the authors of Bloodsport, Alex Rodriguez, Biogenesis, and the Quest to End Baseball's Steroid Era, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.